This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. Hollywood has always had a serious problem of racial representation. A white-dominated narrative-setting industry has been especially problematic in its portrayal of immigrants and Latinx people, more often than not casting them as domestic help or drug traffickers and criminals. Independent filmmaker Armando Ibanez is breaking such boundaries with his award-winning web series Undocumented Tales, now in its newly released fourth season. Ibanez is a Latinx queer filmmaker from Acapulco, Guerrero, Mexico. He's been living in the U.S. for more than 20 years and is based in L.A., and he's the writer and director of Undocumented Tales. Welcome to the program, Armando.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, tell me about what this story is based on. Often we write what we know. We write about our own experiences. Is this semi-autobiographical?
I would say it's 50% biographical and 50% inspired by experiences of my community have gone through that I have been listening or witness. And so I've been adapting all of that into the stories for the show.
So you are in your fourth season now. How did it all start? Tell me about the journey that Undocumented Tales has taken along the way. You've won awards for it. So where did it all begin?
It's a long journey. I started when I was in college in 2016. I was struggling with not knowing what to do once I was going to be able to graduate. And then I remember I saw the web series, The Misadventures of an Afro Black Girl, created by Issa Rae. And that show inspired me to tell my own story. And I wanted to share my story and my experiences. And I started writing. At the beginning, I didn't know what I was doing. I just wrote two small episodes. And I started asking friends and family for help. And we record two small episodes. We launch it on YouTube. And then people from different parts of the country, the states, they started sending messages saying, hey, I really love your show. I love what you're doing. I am undocumented. I'm queer, because the show follows the story of an undocumented queer Mexican server who lives in LA. And I wanted to create this show because I wanted to educate a general audiences about the undocumented and queer community experiences. And second, I wanted my communities to be reminded how beautiful and powerful we are.
There is, as I mentioned, a problem in Hollywood around race and racism. And you refer to Issa Rae's Awkward Black Girl series that helped launch her mainstream career, if you will, in Hollywood. Is social media and the internet age, has it enabled racial minorities to get a foot in the door, to show Hollywood what's possible, you know, for an industry that just is always afraid to put money out there when returns aren't guaranteed?
Yes, absolutely. You know what? Based on that also, I created the show because I was tired of seeing undocumented immigrants portrayed as victims in Hollywood. They often, Hollywood loves showing undocumented immigrants just crying, crossing the border and getting deported, which is something that unfortunately our community goes through. But despite that, our communities wake up every day and they manage to pursue happiness, freedom, liberation. And we are more than that on the screen. Like undocumented immigrants, like they pursue happiness, they laugh, they dance, they fall in love, they have sex. Like they are human beings, but they have not been portrayed as human beings on the screen. And I, besides writing and directing, I act as the main character in the show. And my character named Fernando, he's not perfect. He makes mistakes because often society asks for undocumented immigrants. They demand a lot of things. They demand perfection for undocumented immigrants in order to be recognized. And in this case, all of the characters in the show are human beings who make mistakes, because that's who every single human being is. And I think that's what's different about this show than any other shows.
So there is this pressure for perfection, as you mentioned, and also Hollywood tends to portray undocumented immigrants as one-dimensional beings, and that allows society to dehumanize them, right? I mean, you have Republican governors and, presidential candidates who have made it a campaign talking point to reduce undocumented people into something less than human. So is a big part of your work and your goal for Undocumented Tales to use narrative power to humanize people who are undocumented, but specifically also queer undocumented people?
It's very important. It's very important to talk about that because often people don't talk about intersectionality. And in this case, in my experience, when people belong to the undocumented community and then the LGBTQ community, there is another layer. And that's what we see in the show. We show the intersectionality, like the character, he's struggling with the undocumented experience, but he's also struggling with like his identity coming out of the closet. And I think that that's the main component of the show, to show intersectionality and the barriers, the obstacles that the queer undocumented community faces
Now,
in this country.
the other aspect that there's a theme, there's so many different themes that your show tackles. One of them is that there's this tension that exists within immigrant communities between those who have papers or who've just managed to get papers and those who don't have papers or who struggle or feel like they're never going to get papers or because of course, institutional systemic reasons, are completely unable to get their documentation. Can you tell me a little bit about this tension? Explore it a little for me.
Yes, I think definitely, there has been conversations that I've heard that I have had with friends and family about different levels of legal protection or legal status. And I think those conversations have been there in our communities present all the time. It is very complex, and it creates definitely different debates. And I think that through my character, I wanted to show a little bit of that through my character feeling like he doesn't know how to process the fact that people around him are adjusting their legal status, and he's just not able to do it because years have been passing and passing, and he's not able to do it. And unfortunately, that is tied to mental health. That is tied to mental health, and I get to talk about how we need to take our mental health in order to cope with the injustice of not having a legal status. I think that those conversations are important, and I wanted to highlight it because it does represent the debates that we have in our communities.
And then layered into those conversations around being undocumented, having papers versus not having papers, are all of the other things that just basically make life, right? Struggling with finances, struggling with one's love life, dynamics between friends, etc. That again, those provide the dimensionality, the humanness, if you will, of the people, of your protagonists.
Yes, all of those themes. I think that this fourth and final season also, it talks about mental health. We talk about like friendship because the main character, he's going through life trying to find family, friendship, love, and he's navigating through life being undocumented. And I think that one another main theme that we have is friendship because unfortunately, in our queer and trans community, many of us are disowned and rejected by our families, and we have to choose a second family to be loved and accepted. And I think that we see a lot of that in the show, especially in our final season, that friendships are not perfect, and sometimes we have to allow ourselves to apologize and to continue growing together in our own chosen families.
Let's play the trailer of Undocumented Tales. Season four, the fourth and final season, has just been released. And here is the trailer of the series.
Do you know what I hate about being undocumented?
I have a feeling he does not know how to listen.
He's always making it about himself.
Why don't you break up with him?
I don't want to be alone. I'm scared to be alone.
Mexico is amazing. Yo la verdad no me quería regresar.
My petition got approved too. I'm a permanent resident.
Te tengo una noticia. I'm officially an American citizen.
Todos mis amigos están ajustando su estatus legal y yo me estoy quedando aquí.
So tell us, why are you the right candidate for this position?
We can't do anything about it if you don't have a social security number. We won't be able to hire you.
Me molesta ver a la gente feliz a mi alrededor.
Salute to everybody. Here I am without papers, making it happen.
Tú tienes un permiso de trabajo. Tú tienes acceso a recursos. Hay muchas personas que quisieran tener lo que tú tienes. Tú no estás abriendo puertas para nadie. Esas puertas ya están abiertas para ti.
Siento envidia y no quiero sentir eso. No sé cómo controlarlo. Tal vez poco a poco tengo que dejar de lamentarme por la vida que no puedo tener y aprender a aceptar la vida que me tocó vivir. Yo sé que voy a estar bien. Yo sé que mis sueños y mis metas son más grandes de lo que mi mente puede imaginar.
And that has been the trailer for Undocumented Tales, a series that has been written and directed by my guest, Armando Ibanez. One of the things that, of course, is very prominent in your series is that there's this, you know, slipping and very natural slipping between Spanish and English, which, of course, for any immigrant community feels pretty natural. Depending upon where you're from, you might slip between English and your own native language, or maybe even, you know, several languages. Living here in Los Angeles, this feels very typical for me, but maybe not as much for folks in the rest of the country. Was that also very intentional for you to have this bilingualness in the series?
You know, when I was writing it, it just happened so naturally. And when we were doing casting to through all four seasons, the actors, they needed to speak Spanish and English, and they would naturally get it. And sometimes I would give them the choice to like just be themselves. Sometimes they would switch some lines between English and Spanish to make it natural. So it just happened. The writing happened naturally and the acting happened naturally too, because that's how we talk in our communities, speaking Spanish communities. Like we just switch from one language to another. And I think that's one thing that the community has been related to and they've been liking about it, that's how we talk, especially here in our communities in LA.
We are about to enter another election season. Arguably, we've already entered it, given that we just had a GOP candidates debate. And undocumented folks have become so much a political football, right? We have Republican governors sending busloads of migrants from Central America and other parts of the world to so-called sanctuary cities, including Los Angeles. They become caricatures and convenient ways for Republicans to show that they're, you know, protecting the United States from desperate fleeing people. And there's so many different ways to be undocumented and an immigrant here in the United States. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on how politicians have basically considered it so easy to dehumanize immigrants. And even those politicians who are supposedly on the side of immigrants, like Democrats, don't often do what's in the best interests of human beings. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on that political aspect.
I mean, you know, for me, it's like, it is sad to see the political movement, because like, just like you said, it's a football game. For me, it's sad because I don't think we have a narrative in the immigrants' rights movement that immigrants contribute to the economy, and that's why they should be recognized by this country with a legal status. For me, I think that the only reason why immigrants should be recognized with a legal status in this country, the only reason is because we're human beings. That's the only reason for me. But unfortunately, people are not going to be able to see that. They're not going to be able to accept that. And that's when my disagreement with like putting values and expectations on undocumented immigrants. And for me, I get to see more like the human side than the strategically political side, that unfortunately that's how the system works. And that's why Years ago, I started like as an activist protesting on the streets. And from there, I learned that my voice, my contribution to humanize undocumented immigrants was through storytelling, through my passion, which is screenwriting. So for me, I honestly, if someone asks me what are my hopes for the undocumented immigrants right movement, I don't know. It does saddens me. That saddens me that I don't see any progress because there is no compassion and empathy and humanity anymore. And for me, that's what I contribute to through my storytelling, to humanize my people, because I'm not sure what's going to happen in terms of like political movements. Right.
It's one thing to see undocumented immigrants, undocumented queer folks on screen. It's another thing to have that demographic actually write your own stories. So tell me how important that aspect of it is. How important is it for screenwriters like yourself to be in the writer's room? And of course, you know, you and I are speaking in the middle of a writer's strike in Hollywood, where writers, just as the industry has begun to diversify racially, you're seeing the major producers start to, you know, decide not to pay people enough. And so people are writers like yourself, and writers, especially from mainstream audiences, are on strike. So tell me how important it is for folks like yourself tell your own stories, even if somebody else could do it in a compassionate, empathetic way, who's outside your community. Isn't it important to have the community members themselves tell their own stories?
You know, I firmly believe that every human being has the need to tell a story, their own story. I believe that everyone wants to share a story. A lot of people have come to me saying, like, I would love to write about my experiences. I would love to write about my experiences. I think that it's very important because sometimes, I mean, life is hard. Life is hard for every single human being. And I think that writing and sharing our own stories helps because we connect with other people. And it makes us realize that we are not alone, that a lot of people are going through similar experiences. And I think that you don't need also to be a screenwriter to share a story. I think that you can share your story through any other profession or field that you can do. You can do it in education, in other type of arts, in politics, in health department. Like, I think you can share your story through any other type of work that you do. But I think it's important to share your stories for independent screenwriters. It's not easy, unfortunately, because of the lack of resources, but I think that somehow it's doable. It's through a lot of hard work and a lot of tears, I think it's possible.
Finally, Armando, what's next for you in your own journey as a filmmaker, having, you know, used the opportunities available for you on the internet to launch the series, the fourth and final season is out. So what's the next project after Undocumented Tales?
I mean, I have a feature, my first feature script. I want to work on that. Hopefully we'll see, but I want that to be my next project, which could be my next bigger project in my first feature film. But we'll see, we're going to work through that, but I need to look for funds. I also want to give like a big shout out to the Center for Cultural Power, because they supported this project with funding as part of the Border Narratives Project, which is around 10 projects that support stories about undocumented immigrants. But there are a lot of other organizations that support projects like this. So I think that hopefully my next project it gets funded, my feature film. But we'll see. I want to continue telling stories of underrepresented communities. That's for sure.
Thank you so much, Armando. Where can people find out more about the work you do? Is there a website?
Yes. I mean, for the show, they can go to YouTube, Undocumented Tales. And for my website, it's armandoibanez.com.
And we'll post a link to that from our site. Thank you again, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Armando Ibanez, a Latinx queer filmmaker from Acapulco, Guerrero, Mexico. He's been living in the U.S. for more than 20 years and based in L.A., and he's a writer and director of the award-winning web series Undocumented Tales, a story that follows the journey of a Mexican undocumented and queer server living in L.A. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can access this and other interviews on our website, risingupwithsonali.com. By becoming a subscriber, find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.